Hello, peaceful viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living. On this edition, we continue our coverage of the fourth annual Raw Spirit Festival in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, USA. The festival was founded by vegan Happy Oasis to share with the public the health benefits of raw veganism, an animal-free diet featuring raw vegetables, fruits, nuts, and other natural foods. The three-day event, the largest raw vegan eco-peace celebration in the world, features inspiring speakers, health seminars, raw vegan demos, tasting parties, dancing, poetry readings, and theater performances. The festival attracted many fascinating participants, including featured speaker Dr. Jameth Sheridan, a naturopathic physician practicing in the U.S.
I'm here with Dr. Jameth Sheridan. He's a naturopathic doctor and an expert in raw food, and we'd like to get some thoughts about that with him right now. You have been an avid athlete for your whole life.
Yes.
And how has embracing the vegan live food lifestyle impacted you?
Well, when I became a vegan, I became a whole food, health conscious vegan, meaning I didn't just eat white sugar and white flour and other processed things. It was whole grains, whole beans, whole foods, and I probably ate a good percentage of raw foods when I did that, just by accident. When I incorporated that type of diet, my athletic performance skyrocketed to a whole new level. It was really immensely different. I could work out longer. I was stronger. So anywhere from 70 to 90% raw, for me, athletically, works optimally. And the cooked portion is made up of whole vegan foods, such as sprouted and steamed legumes, brown rice, millet, quinoa, even baked potatoes or other steamed vegetables.
Dr. Sheridan has seen remarkable cases of healing occur in extremely ill patients after they modified their diet and approach to life.
I've seen people with degenerative, allegedly incurable diseases overcome these diseases by adopting that type of a diet and that type of a lifestyle. And when I say lifestyle, that usually means more than just food. Usually you start to think differently, try to heal your emotional wounds, try to make sure you have fresh air coming into your house, have an air purifier. And most of the time, the most successful people I see do everything, and also they start to exercise too. And they also take superfoods. And superfoods is a generic term. It mostly refers to a food that is inordinately high in healing nutrients. Things like spirulina and chlorella and grasses and nettles and horsetail and other wild-crafted weeds, sprouted flax seeds, things of that nature.
By following a natural, healthy, plant-based diet, one's health can improve and one can also look younger.
We can have all these healthy aspects in our life in whatever proportion makes sense for us, and that's the healthiest thing possible. And your health is relatively unlimited. We're still going to age, but the average person ages at an incredibly fast rate. If you're a whole food vegan with lots of raw and superfoods and other things, you age much slower, and it's a pleasurable process. You have a better quality of life.
Yeah, and from the superfoods, it sounds like you are putting so much nutrition into your body that you're literally thriving, not just making it through the day. You're having very good days every day.
That is correct. It's a dramatic difference between eating not nutritious foods and eating whole food vegan foods with raw foods and adding a massive array of superfoods to that. You feel dramatically better. You think better. You sleep better. Everything is better in your life. It's like the way you think you should feel.
Yeah.
I've seen people, literally they look sometimes 10 or 20 years younger and they feel that much better. Normal aches and pains, other situations, arthritic pains. Heart disease on the type of diet I'm describing is relatively easy to cure. In about a year, almost all the plaque in anybody can be completely dissolved. And that's just not my opinion. That's been proven by traditional medical doctors many times over.
Veganism is also the key to curbing global warming and protecting the environment.
I drive a hybrid car, I recycle, I wear organic cotton, I do everything I possibly can to support the planet. The number one thing I do to support the planet that saves more carbon and trees than any possible thing is being a vegan. The consumption and production of animal products is the single most devastating thing you can possibly do for the environment. It's actually significantly more important to be a vegan you're better off driving an SUV and being a vegan than driving a hybrid car and eating animals. And you're healthier, you're happier, the animals are happier. There's only good that can come of that. And for people in transition or that thinking eating salads or other raw foods and stuff is weird, you can get veggie burgers, you can get tofu pups, you can do all the normal things you eat on a regular diet, vegan, and today they all taste really, really good.
When we return, we will have more from the Raw Spirit Festival. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television, featuring participants in the 4th Annual Raw Spirit Festival in splendid Sedona, Arizona, USA. The gathering is the largest raw, vegan, eco-peace celebration on Earth. Bridget Mars, an herbalist in the U.S., spoke at the event. We asked her about the vegan diet and how it can help people overcome addictions.
A topic of one of your lectures today was addictions. And what can you share with us on maybe some of the causes of addiction and how a vegetarian lifestyle can assist people with that?
Well, my talk today was called Natural Remedies for Overcoming Addiction. I've written a book called Addiction Free Naturally. And I think that blood sugar problems are a big factor in why people get addicted to whether it's tobacco or coffee, because the elevation in blood sugar level is a driving force in people. People do something to elevate their blood sugar level. It goes up and then it drops. And then you feel like down in the dumps and so you need to do it again. But what we need to realize is sugar and refined carbohydrates are at the roots of a lot of the addictive behavior. And if we would just saturate our beings with more superfoods, more wild greens, or even more dark, dense, leafy green vegetables, get more alkaline, really say no to the refined sugar and get our sweet from fresh fruit, from naturally sweet vegetables, we would be nourishing ourselves. And I think there's a lot of people who even feel that they're addicted to salty foods, and yet if we would improve the quality of salt that we use by using whole unbleached salt like Himalayan salt or Celtic salt and learn to eat more sea vegetables, our body would get the minerals it truly craved and we'd say, you know, I don't think I need those potato chips.
For overcoming addictions, Ms. Mars recommends a higher intake of alkaline foods.
And when we're in a more acidic state, which comes from eating grains, meat, sugar, coffee, alcohol, we're going to be craving constantly. And I think that the addictive behavior is really of looking for something outside of ourselves that we're not getting from our food. So by getting more alkaline, by eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, we are actually giving our bodies what we need. And then we just feel calmer about it rather than being obsessed like I've got to have it.
Now let's meet one more Raw Spirit Festival participant, Kim Sheridan, who runs the nutritional company Health Force Nutritionals with her husband, Dr. Jameth Sheridan, who we met earlier. The company's products include vegan foods for animal companions.
As a child, I had a very strong connection with the animals. It was just obvious they would communicate to me what they were thinking, what they needed, and I understood that. And like so many of us, unfortunately, as I grew up, that became educated out of me. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not possible. You know, that's just a childhood fantasy. And so it was a learning process to get back to that, as I think it is for a lot of us.
Ms. Sheridan has spent much time studying the lives of animals and what they eat.
I will tell you that all of the dogs who have been on a vegan diet long term are healthier, and they're living a lot longer than is expected for a dog. And many people say, well, hey, it's not biologically correct for a carnivore to be eating a vegetarian diet. Well, I guess we're going to have to change our definition of what's biologically correct, because this is a superior diet for them as well. And the interesting thing I'm finding is a lot of the animals are choosing it. These animals are thriving and living into up to, you know, the late 20s, ages beyond what is expected for the dog or whoever, you know, whichever animal it is.
Ms. Sheridan and her husband created a special vegan food for her rat companion, June, that is now marketed by her company for a variety of animals.
It's called Green Mush.
Okay.
Yes, and we originally formulated it for June. Uh-huh. She was the first animal in my life after I had gone, you know, really fully true vegan. So this was my first time in formulating a diet along with my husband to make sure that this animal was getting a balanced nutrition. And what I found was that other people started asking about it. What did you do to bring her fur, her coat back? What did you do? She looks like she's half the age she was when you guys got her. What did you do? And I said, well, we make this green mush. Well, can I have some? And now people are giving us all sorts of testimonials. They're feeding it to their dogs, their cats, you name it.
We are very pleased to have met many fine people at the Raw Spirit Festival, including Dr. Jameth Sheridan, Kim Sheridan, Bridget Mars, and others. May this wonderful event continue to grow and help spread the word about the healthful, compassionate, plant-based diet. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Healthy Living, airing every Monday on Supreme Master Television. May the entire world rejoice through heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.